The hour of recess having expired, the Senate is back in session. Senator from Shelby County.
Mr. President, staying on that same calendar, I ask that you recognize the Senator from Lawrence for a motion on Senate Bill 49.
Senator from Lawrence, you're recognized for a motion on Senate Bill 49.
Mr. President, would you please send that substitute back?
Senator, would you like to bring the bill before the body first?
I would. I'd like to bring the Senate Bill 49, 236, and 164 before the body.
You've heard the motion of the Senator from Lawrence County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is before the body. Senator from Lawrence County, your motion is now in order.
Mr. President, now I'd like to have that substitute sent back.
Thank you, Senator. Please send that substitute back, Madam Secretary, Senator from Lawrence.
Mr. President, I have a substitute.
Please send that substitute forward. Has it been distributed, Senator?
Mr. President, that bill, the substitute has been distributed. I request a waiver of the reading and I move for its adoption.
Hearing no objection, the reading will be waived. The Senator from Lawrence County has moved for the adoption of Senate Substitute Number 2 for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 49 et al. Senator, would you care to explain your substitute?
I would. Thank you, Mr. President. Looking at the version 20F, if you'll notice on page 1, let me refer to page 2. Well, let me go on to page 1 again. And then page 2. Oh, let me go to page 1 again. Have you looked at that yet? Okay. Well, in any case, we've had a good night of conversation. And I think some of us are a little bit giddy at this point. But there have been some good things done to protect children in Missouri. Didn't get all that I wanted right away. But I believe that in good faith, we have gotten to a point where we have a 4-year protection. That's a start. We have allowed for those who are already in the process of transitioning the ability to not be pulled immediately from that because I think I mentioned before, Chloe Cole was here and she went off cold turkey. And, excuse me, that nearly killed her. So I think it's wise to allow those who are in the process under the influence of these hormones that they be allowed the opportunity to be weaned off appropriately. We have a 15-year statute of limitations, and we agreed upon a rebuttable presumption of the evidence. So I think that these standards are fairly solid, and I'm hopeful that as a result of the work that's been done on this bill, that we will all agree to move it out of this body, not on this particular vote, but on the next one. We'll send it over to the other chamber, and they will see fit to pass a bill that will continue to protect kids in Missouri. So I'm grateful to all those who helped. This was not something that I did by myself. I'm not smart enough to do that. But I'm grateful that there's enough folks here who are wise and who invested their time to get this done. Mr. President, before I forget, I know that that a lot of people support this, and I just want to allow those who are here in this chamber to go on a record. So if I had 4 members standing with me, I'd like to ask for a roll call on this. And with that, Mr. President, I'd take any questions if there are any.
The Senator from Lawrence County has moved for the adoption of Senate Substitute Number 2 for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bills 49, 236, and 164. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator from Lawrence County, recognized. Close.
Close.
Senator Lawrence County renews his motion for the third reading and final passage for Senate Substitute Number 2 for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bills 49, 236, and 164. A roll call has been requested and granted. Yes, has moved for the perfection of Senate Substitute Number 2 for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bills 49, 236, and 164. Roll call has been requested. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll. And just to clarify for the body, this is from the adoption of the substitute.
Senators Arthur, Bean, Beck, Bernsketter, Black, Bratton, Brown 16, Brown 26, Carter, Searpoy, Coleman, Crawford, Eigel, Esslinger, Fitzwater, Gannon, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Lutemeyer, May, McCreary, Moon, Mosley, O'Loughlin, Razor, Rizzo, Roberts, Rowden, Schroer, Thompson Rader, Trent, Washington, Williams.
Senator from the 4th, could you repeat your vote? Senator from the 4th votes no. By a vote of 23 aye and 7 no, you have adopted Senate Substitute Number 2. Senator from Lawrence County, you are now recognized for the perfection and printing motion of Senate Substitute Number 2. You have heard the motion of the Senator from Lawrence County. Is any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator from Lawrence, you recognize the close. Senator Lawrence renews his motion for the perfection and printing of Senate Substitute Number 2 for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bills 49, 236, and 164. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those in contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have ordered Senate Substitute Number 2 for Senate Bills 49 et al. Perfected and printed. Senator from Shelby County.
Under. I ask that you recognize the senator from Scott for a motion on Senate Bill 39.
Staying on that same calendar, Senator from Scott County, you're recognized for a motion on Senate Substitute for Senate Bill 39.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill number 39 be taken up for perfection.
You have heard the motion of the senator from Scott County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye. Those contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is before the body. Senator from Scott County.
I have a Senate substitute. I move for a waiver of the reading as it has been distributed.
Thank you, Senator. Please send that substitute forward. Hearing no objection, the reading will be waived. Senator from Scott County has moved for the adoption of Senate substitute number 2 for Senate Bill 39. Senator from Scott, would you care to explain your Senate substitute?
Thank you, Mr. President. The change from the original bill in this Senate substitute is that it includes colleges and post-secondary schools, private and public, but then it also has a 4-year sunset. And with that, I'm happy to answer any questions.
The Senator from Scott County has moved for the adoption of Senate Substitute number 2 for Senate Bill 39. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator from Scott, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Scott renews a motion for the third reading, the adoption of Senate Substitute number 2 for Senate Bill 39. As many of the opinion, that motion shall prevail, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have adopted the Senate substitute, Senator from Scott County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that Senate substitute for Senate Bill number 39 be declared perfected and order printed.
You have heard the motion of the Senator from Scott County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator from Scott, you're recognized to close.
I close.
Senator Scott renews her motion for the perfection and printing of Senate substitute number 2 for Senate Bill 39. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those on the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have perfected and printed Senate Substitute number 2 for Senate Bill 39. Senator from Shelby County.
Mr. President, please ask the Secretary if there are messages from the House, and if so, please have them read.
There are messages from the House. Madam Secretary, please read those messages.
Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed HCS for HBs 47 and 638, entitled An Act Relating to Land Surveys. Also, Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed HB 630, entitled An Act Relating to the Treatment of Animals. Also, Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed HCS for HBs 919 and 1081, entitled An Act Relating to Privacy Protections with Penalty Provisions and an Emergency Clause for a Certain Section, Emergency Clause Defeated. Also, Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed HCS for HB 668, entitled An Act Relating to Grants to Employers for the Purpose of Enhancing Cybersecurity. Also, Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed HCS for HBs 802, 807, 886, entitled An Act to Authorize the Conveyance of Certain State Property. Also, Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed HB 131, entitled An Act Relating to State Employee Pay Periods. Also, Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed HCS for HB 587, entitled An Act Relating to the Collection of Delinquent Taxes with Penalty Provisions. Also, Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed HCS for HB 715, entitled An Act Relating to Educational Costs for Children. Also, Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed HB 81, entitled An Act Relating to Certain Required Background Checks, in which the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Respectfully submitted, Dana Rodman Miller, Chief Clerk.
Senator from Shelby.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
Hearing no objection, the order of business before the Missouri Senate is announcements. Announcements. Senator from Shelby.
Mr. President, with no further business coming before the body, I move that the Senate stand adjourned until Tuesday, March 21st at 4 p.m.
The Senator from Shelby County is, you've heard the motion of the Senator from Shelby County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate will stand adjourned until Tuesday, May 21st at March 21st at 4 p.m.